Well, joy. I am just kind of blown away. That last song, you may have noticed that it was like half Christmas song and then half a different song. And Nathan actually found that song for us. And I really like it. It's so simple. It's so short. But so good. This morning, I am preaching. Surprise! And as I was preparing for this week of joy, I thought, man, what better way to express joy than just to have a little shorter sermon and to sing more songs, right? I am filled with joy when I sing. I really love it. And so that's kind of what we're going to do this morning. And since I was leading worship and preaching, I kind of got to just make that decision on my own. So that was kind of handy. I just love this season. As I've talked before with you guys, I am a very joyful person, as you know, but also my personality just kind of bends to almost like excessive optimism a little bit. And so that's just kind of who I am. I just love it. And so as I was preparing to speak this morning, and as I knew I wanted to do a shorter sermon and do more singing, I thought, I wonder if, my memory's not very great. I was like, I wonder if I've preached on Joy Sunday, like in the past. And so I keep my sermons, like kind of stored, stash filed, I guess. And so I look back and I realize that I spoke on Joy Sunday last Advent in 2019. I was like, oh yeah, I forgot. I don't think, Daniel, you didn't remember either. Yeah, we were like, who knew? It's just, I guess I just am meant for Joy Sunday. Who knows? But as I read through that sermon, I thought, man, I wrote this for 2019. It sounds like I wrote it for 2020 because of some of the stuff that was in it. And so I thought, you know what? Instead of reinventing the wheel, I just want to kind of go over some of those things that we already talked about last year. And I used a verse out of Psalm that is one of my absolute favorites. And it's, again, it's because of my excessive optimism that I like this verse. But it's out of Psalm 126:6. And it says, "Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, with a great harvest," or with sheaves, which is a term they used back then for a bountiful harvest. And man, I just, I love that verse, again, because of being an optimist, I like to think of turning bad things into good things quickly, preferably. But as I read that verse, I thought, man, what a year to have this verse kind of sitting in the place of Joy Sunday, right? Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying a harvest. You know, so many of us have had so many things to mourn over this year. So many of us have had struggles. So many of our circumstances have been less than ideal. And like I said, I preached this sermon last year. But so often we can get caught up in the negatives of our sorrow and of the pain. And sometimes the circumstances sort of demand that. Sometimes you just, and this is the part I don't like, sometimes you just have to sit with the grief. Sometimes you just have to sit with the sorrow. But I think the seeds that we can sow in moments like this, the seeds that bring about joy, are seeds of reflection, seeds of patience, seeds of perseverance, seeds of peace and dedication, seeds of commitment, seeds of overcoming obstacles. I think that even when we look back to the story of Jesus' birth, I think Daniel talked about this just last week, that there was this long period of silence, the silent years, the 400 years, And it was a time of sorrow. It was the time of grief where like the people of Israel thought God was not talking to them or dealing with them anymore. It was darkness. And out of this dark period in history came this overwhelming joy, which we know as the story of Christ. His birth came out of a period of deep longing. And so many of us, I know this year, have this deep longing for things to move on, to kind of get back to normal, or for our sorrows to be turned into joy. And think about that. 400 years. 400 years. Not 400 months or weeks or days. 400 years was this time of deep longing. But our joy can be complete today, not just because we know of this story of Christ, not just because we have this joy from 2,000 years ago, but because this joy is ours still today. And it's the joy that happens because Christ not only was born, not only did he die, not only was he resurrected, but he is still in the business of resurrection today. All the time when our deep sorrow is resurrected into joy, all the time when our pain is resurrected into new life, when our struggling produces a harvest of something new, of something good, this is the act of resurrection that is alive and active in our world today. God is still incarnating himself. God is still using himself in the midst of us, the church, today. Anytime that we bring about hope, peace, love, and joy. These things that we focus on in the Advent aren't just words, they aren't just good memories, they aren't just good, like, feeling words, but these are the acts of resurrection that God is still doing in our lives today. They are his good work alive in us, breathing through us. So, because of that, let's celebrate with big joy today. Amen? Amen? Yeah, let's have it. Let's have some big joy. Let us worship together. Let us just get excited. Let's celebrate that Jesus not only came, Jesus not only became our Emmanuel, God with us, not only did he come, was born, died, was resurrected, but he is still in the business of resurrection today. That our joy can be born out of sorrow. That those who go out weeping, carrying the seeds of goodness, the seeds of the gospel, the seeds of the fruit of the Spirit, of love, joy, patience, kindness, goodness, those who carry seed with us, we can return with songs of joy. Because we know that God will do a good work in all things, no matter what. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up, and we're going to keep singing because we have some big joy today. And I hope that you can sing with songs of joy in times of deep darkness, because God is still at work. God is still doing a good thing. And sometimes our deepest, darkest sorrows are where God is going to grow the biggest, most beautiful blessings in our lives. And I know it doesn't feel like it in the moment. Oftentimes those sorrows feel crushing. Sometimes our afflictions feel like they're a weight that we cannot bear, and they feel like there's something we'll never get out from under. But I promise you, the promises of the Advent season, if you look on with hope, if you work with peace, and if you have joy, then you will experience a love that is far beyond what you can ever hope for or imagine. If we live in those dark times and remember the one who sent Jesus, if we plant those seeds of reflecting, of patience, of community, of love and hope and peace, of dedication, of perseverance. If we sow those seeds, we will have those songs. If we do the work of healing and growing that is necessary in the dark times, we can emerge with these songs. We know that resurrection is coming because God is in the business of bringing the dead back to life. If we trust the one who raised Jesus from the dead and who entrusted his whole entire salvation plan to a tiny, fragile body of a first century, lower class, Middle Eastern baby. If we can trust the one who did all that, who entrusted all that plan, and who raised him from the dead, if we sow those seeds, we will sing songs of great joy no matter where we are, no matter what's going on, we can overcome. Would you pray with me this morning? God, we're so grateful. We are so, so grateful that you have sent your son Jesus and that you sent him that we celebrate in the season as a tiny baby and that he grew to be the one who would lead us and guide us and show us the way back to you. We thank you, God, that you have done all these things and that you led him to the cross, and not only to the cross, but through death into resurrection, that we could experience new life. God, we thank you that resurrection isn't something that happened, but it's something that happens. And no matter where we are, no matter what's going on, no matter our circumstances, we can look to you for new life. We thank you and we praise you for this truth, God. And we ask that you would help us to remember, help us to reflect constantly on who you are and who you've called us to be. We thank you, Lord. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Let's just sing that again, that holy, holy.